Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, the Illinois House may vote on a fantasy sports bill soon. This, of course, after the Attorney General deemed daily sites like FanDuel and DraftKings to be illegal betting and urged Springfield to adapt a law. We've seen other states do the same thing, but by regulating the big businesses like FanDuel and DraftKings and CBS, ESPN, all that kind of stuff, are the smaller companies that do the more traditional season-long customized fantasy sports leagues getting the shaft? Well, maybe not here in Illinois, where the bill would create a sliding scale for taxes and licenses based on the money that is generated. That's good news for David Gerzak, who's the president of the Small Businesses of Fantasy Sports Trade Association. He joins me now. David, thanks for taking some time out tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, you know, I'm an avid player. I enjoy playing, and I never once thought about licenses, about taxes, about whether it was legal or illegal. How does this bill that's in the state of Illinois House right now, how does it work?
Well, this bill actually is a little bit different than the bill that got passed in Indiana. In Indiana, there's a $50,000 registration fee, which is, you know, prohibitive for all small operators. Here they were smart enough to do a sliding scale, so the fees are actually acceptable for all the small businesses. You know, it is being regulated by the gaming board, so some of the things that they're asking us as small businesses to do are very, you know, they're challenging, you know, like doing annual audits, background checks with fingerprinting, which, I mean, to me is kind of hilarious. You know, you're running a season-long fantasy football league and they want to run background checks.
Yeah, right.
And things of that nature, you know, they're a little bit problematic, but I think a lot of our companies can get past them.
I guess that's my question. I mean, the small businesses that you're talking about here are ones that do more customizable fantasy sports leagues. They do daily, but they also do the traditional kind of all league-long, all-season-long kind of stuff. I don't understand how that needs to be regulated.
Well, I mean, philosophically, I absolutely agree with you. In 2006, the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act permitted, on a federal level, season-long and traditional fantasy sports. That's why that carve-out was why it was, you know, designed and intended for companies like ours. So, I mean, in my opinion, I don't think that we should really be included in these fantasy sports bills. Unfortunately, the language that they're using, they're saying anything with, you know, an athlete performing in the future, that there is an entry fee. It does encompass some of these, some of the leagues like ours. And honestly, it could even encompass like a private fantasy football league where the commissioner may take a rake of some sort. Mm-hmm. That may be something that they need to get licensed, or they're technically illegal, which, again, I find more or less ludicrous, but this is the world we're living in.
I mean, sites like FanDuel, like you mentioned, DraftKings, which are really big for football, and then even if you bring in the CBSs and the Yahoos and the ESPNs, they're making loot off of this. They're making millions of dollars. Obviously, they can put the commercials on, you know, for every single NFL football game. But when you're talking about some of the smaller businesses, there's not a huge amount of overhead. It's really just the ability to let people play.
Right, and more of it, you know, even as an operator, it's still kind of a passion, you know, labor of love. You know, there's a single entry fee per season. You're not getting, right, you know, people churning their dollars every single week like a slot machine. So even a company like Yahoo, a huge company, you know, they're only getting a single entry fee for that person in a season-long league. And even they're having problems with some of these laws that are coming up.
Right. You know, it's interesting to me because are those companies going to change the way they do fantasy sports?
You know, I think that, you know, if you have a concept that you feel is successful, I mean, my company personally is the FFPC. We have a very loyal player base, and we'll just keep doing the business that we're doing. We probably won't get into a whole lot of different stuff.
Do you see fantasy sports as we know it, as the sort of pastime as it has been, changing based on the way that these states are going to start regulating these sites?
Well, you know, it's entirely possible. If states get out of hand, like, for example, Illinois is looking pretty good. It's a large state. But if, like, Texas and Florida and New York and California all have huge, massive licensing fees, it's going to be absolutely detrimental to the entire industry. The small businesses will just not be able to make it anymore, to be honest.
One of the other things in the bill, which I thought to be very interesting, is that there is going to be a restriction on age, so 21 and older, which is something that, you know, many high school kids play this, and they're not going to be allowed to play at this. But also that employees of fantasy game operators and professional athletes will be barred from participating, mostly because of the idea of collusion or the idea of some sort of conspiracy.
Yeah, and that's not a very realistic situation. But we're actually, you know, our organization is in favor of the 21-year age. We think that that's fine. I mean, I know that some prefer 18, but we think it's okay. And I also, I just, I don't think the collusion thing's going to come up that much, but it's also fine. If they want to restrict that, we're totally fine with that.
So, you know, as you know, this is, like you mentioned, a passion project. It's a hobby. It's something that at one point migrated from the big boards where you would put the stickers on which player that you took right to the internet. Would it make it just cleaner if it went back and just avoided the internet altogether?
Well, I don't think anyone wants to go back to the USA Today and having to actually get those scores out of the paper.
Right.
But oddly enough, you know, in Las Vegas, in our drafts, we have the option of using electronic draft boards, but our players love actually going up there and having the stickers you put on the board, so we still do that.
What's the time frame for this bill? Do you think this is going to make it through before the end of the spring session?
I mean, we're optimistic. We, you know, we feel Mr. Zaleski, Representative Zaleski, has done a great job, actually, in trying to pass this bill, so we applaud him for that. And we think that it's going to get through the Senate, and we feel pretty optimistic about it. I mean, again, our only hope is that they don't add any more gambling-type clauses, because you know, people have to realize we're not the Rivers Casino. You know, we're not doing that massive amount of volume. Even FanDuel and DraftKings, they're big, but they're not doing incredible volumes. But the little guys just truly can't afford, you know, these crazy types of things to try and have to comply with.
Yeah, I mean, this is the country is taking a stand against a betting in any form, a gambling in form. They're only letting big companies have it, so you can see where you guys might slip through the cracks. David Gerzak is the president of the Small Businesses of Fantasy Sports Trade Association. He joined me tonight. David, thanks for taking some time out.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.